Trump, I developed the vaccine when everyone said it wasn't possible. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on December 3, 2021. Former President Donald Trump bashed President Joe Biden's economy and reminded the administration that he developed the vaccine when everyone said it wasn't possible, in a statement on Friday. I developed the vaccine when everyone said it wasn't possible. Now without Trump, that's their only solution. This administration is destroying America before our very eyes because there is no leadership, Trump said. During the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic in May 2020, Trump tweeted, "Vaccine work is looking very promising, before end of year." However, corporate media mocked Trump for his claim that a vaccine would be available before 2021. After Trump's claim, NBC News suggested the former president was on an accelerated timeline that prominent health experts and veteran vaccine developers say is unlikely absent a miracle. With the help of Trump's Operation Warp Speed, scientists successfully developed and received Food and Drug Administration (FDA) approval of a coronavirus vaccine in December 2020. Trump also criticized the disappointing November jobs report in his statement. Experts projected the U.S. to add 550,000 new jobs last month. Yet, only 210,000 jobs were added. America fell 340,000 jobs short of the very modest expectations set by economists. That's because Joe Biden is a one-trick pony, get the vaccine. But no one trusts this administration, said Trump. Trump is likely responding to the White House's message that increasing access to vaccines is one of President Joe Biden's accomplishments. This president has made the vaccine widely available. He's relied on the help, the advice of his health and medical experts, and he is trying to be a part of solving this crisis, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a recent press conference. Psaki touted Biden's vaccine agenda after a reporter asked her if Biden still held his campaign point of view that anyone who was responsible for 220,000 deaths should not remain as president, now that the U.S. has had more coronavirus deaths in 2021 than in 2020. Besides my vaccine, this is the administration of no jobs and massive layoffs. High gas and energy prices, high crime, empty shelves, open borders, and a horrendous surrender and evacuation from Afghanistan, Trump continued. A lot of effort and money went into rigging the 2020 presidential election, only to destroy the country. Was it worth it?